Blog Talk Radio.
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I. Send me." Then I heard the voice of the Lord.
Praise God, and good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Personal Heart Radio. And I just wanted to open that with the scripture from Isaiah, when the Lord says, "Who shall I send?" And he said, "Lord, send me." And good evening. It is 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it is 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I usually don't start this late, but I am starting late, and I ask you to forgive me. That scripture that I just quoted is in Isaiah, as I said, and I think that's important because God often asks us, and he may have asked you personally, "Whom shall I send?" And he's waiting for you to say, "Send me, Lord, me." So this episode, we're going to be talking about the Bible and how we can read our Bible effectively. I'll be discussing that with you. Actually, the Holy Spirit through me will be discussing that with you. And I believe that you gain meaning and instruction as we talk about that together. Before we begin, I like to pray, and as I have already prayed before and spent time in the Word, I like to cover this radio show with prayer. It's only a half hour, so we're going to get right into it, and I'm going to start my prayer right now, if that's okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and adore you and honor you. It's never about us. It's always about you. You did all the work. You died on the cross for our sins. You rose the third day. You did that for us, not for us to glory in ourselves, but for us to give you the glory. We are the clay. You are the potter. You made us. We are not the creator. We are the creation. And we give you all the honor and praise. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you set our hearts right and set our mouths right and set our ears to hear. We also ask you to position us and to let us know that we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors through you who loved us. Satan is under our feet. He has been defeated. We have no reason to fear. You walk with us hand in hand. Your favor surrounds us like a shield. We will not be afraid. We will not cower down. We are overcomers, and we are not the victim, and we are not defeated. And the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that I expect online gifts of the Holy Spirit to speak and to work through me through this radio show as you will, not as I will. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, before I begin, I like to tell you how I started to read the Bible. And I was born again when I was 8 years old at a Bible camp in Venice, California, and I just started in the New Testament because I was told you have to start in the New Testament with the book of John, and I read the whole New Testament, and I was voracious. I was reading it all the time, and I read the Bible through and through more than once at least, probably more than twice even, probably more than 5 times, but I'm still reading right now. I'm in the Old Testament, and I do find it very helpful to use a commentary. I use a free commentary, and I will tell you what that commentary is in just a few seconds. And that commentary is called Faith Life Study Bible, and it is completely and totally free of charge. There is no charge for you to read Faith Life Study Bible, and you can download that in the App Store, and you can also download that in Google Play, whichever platform that you use. And the reason why I use this commentary is because it expounds on the scripture. Now, it depends on your walk where you are in your maturity level. If you're just a newborn Christian, you may want to start in the New Testament. I always King James Version because it's the purest version. There's the least amount of changes or alterations to that version, so I stick with the King James Version. And I read as the Lord leads me. I was in the New Testament, going through the New Testament, and then the Lord led me to go and start in the Old Testament. So now I'm in the book of Ezra. I was all the way in, I finished 1st and 2nd Chronicles, I finished 1st and Kings, now I'm in the book of Ezra, and then I'll be doing Nehemiah, I'll be reading the whole entire Old Testament, and then I am the Holy Spirit leads me, I will start with the New. So that is how I read my Bible. I have a commentary, Faith Life Study Bible, that I use, and it's in the, like I said, in the Apple Store, the Google Play Store for free. You can download that. And then I use it as a commentary on my iPad. And then I have the Bible, a physical Bible, not a Bible on my iPad. But I use a physical Bible to like to highlight and write down my notes in the Bible. And I use a physical Bible. And I just read it verse by verse. It's not a race. Sometimes, not often, but one time I was just stuck on one verse for like 20 minutes. Because the Word of God is quick and powerful. It's alive. In John chapter 1, it says Jesus is the Word. That means He's the living Word. Jesus is the Word. And guess what? If Jesus is the Word, that means Jesus is alive. That means He's alive. And if we're reading something, if you're, let's say, for example, thank you, Holy Spirit, you're eating live food. Those live foods have enzymes. And those enzymes help to create, as you digest them, recreate your cells. They absorb in your blood. They give you oxygen because that food is alive. That's why a lot of people who don't eat, who don't obey the natural laws, it causes their body to, unfortunately, decay, for lack of a better word. But when you eat live food, you give your cells the oxygen that it needs, the alkaline that it needs to reproduce itself. And therefore, you lessen the amount of damage or free radicals done to your body. Those are the natural laws. And a lot of people are spiritual, and they love Jesus, but they disobey those natural laws, and they eat whatever they want. They don't read labels. So it's important because Jesus wants you to be well in your body. He wants you to be whole. He wants you to be spiritually, mentally, financially whole. And eating right, reading labels, and eating the right foods is where Jesus will lead you to. Because I know me, very early on, He let me, actually when I was 14, He let me to not eat certain foods. And I was basically eating a Mediterranean diet, even early on as a 14 years old. And I still eat that way now. I eat mostly organic. And I don't have any health issues whatsoever. I don't take any medications. And it's all due because of Jesus and His wisdom. But we have to make certain decisions that will enable us to live an abundant life. You see a lot of people in the world who maybe are not Christians but are successful. Well, the law works for anyone who will work it. It's a law. And we have to obey those laws. And it's not hard. The Bible says, Jesus says, take on my burden, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's just simple things like budgeting your money, living below your means, eating for your portion size, those type of things that we really, that are not really comfortable. You want to eat that third piece of cake because it's so good, but then you have to maybe work out afterwards. So just certain things, just little, maybe not little things, but maybe some things that we need to work on that will help us obey those natural laws and also help us to stay fit so we can enjoy our life longer and also we can minister into the things of the Lord that we need to do with a healthy body. That stated, so when you're reading your Bible, I say this prayer, and I wanted to tell you, this is from, I'm giving you from years that I have been reading the Bible, and it is important you have to pray to have the Holy Spirit help you, because the Holy Spirit is the bestest friend you could ever have in Jesus and the Father. Holy Spirit is everything. He's your best friend. He's your confidant. He's your comfort. He's your guide. He's your peace. And he's a real person. And Jesus said that he's going to send the comforter to us. As I mentioned in my previous radio show last week, we have this comforter, the Holy Spirit. And I want you to get to know him, because he is sent to magnify Jesus. He's sent to teach us to become more intimate with Jesus, to have a deeper relationship with Jesus, and Jesus will therefore draw us to the Father, or introduce us, or draw or present us to the Father. Jesus said, "If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." Jesus said, "If a man loves me, he will keep my commandments, and if he keeps my commandments, me and my Father will come and abide in him." A lot to do with reading the Bible. It is extremely important, no matter how many times you've read it. Like I said, I read the Bible at least 4 to 5 times from front to cover, at least 4 to 5 times, and I'm still getting things from the Bible because it's new, it's alive. And as I stated with food, how that food gives oxygen and enzymes and needed microorganisms in our cells and micronutrients such as zinc and chromium. We need the Word of God. Jesus is the living Word. He's alive. So when you read the Bible and you're reading the Word of God, you're reading Jesus. You're getting closer to him. You're reading his thoughts. You're reading who he is. Because the Bible says Jesus is the Word, and the Word is God, and the Word was made, and the worlds were made by God. So not only are you getting Jesus, but you're getting the Father. Isn't that fantastic? So when you read the Bible, it is important to pray, and this is what I pray, and I will read to you what I read on, I say, and this is some, prayers that I have adapted in my life. I would say, when I wake up in the morning, I say, "Good morning, Father. What would you have to do today? My life is yours. My time is yours. I give myself to you. Guide me today, Lord Jesus. I wish to do the things you desire for me to do. I'm yours to command." And also I would say, "Father, my life is not my own. I realize that my life is not my own. But my life is precious, and it's yours. And my life is unimaginable without your help and guidance, and I surrender to all of the control of the Holy Spirit." Now, that's biblical, because the Bible says, submit yourself under God first. So first you have to submit. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you in the morning. And you're saying the Lord's Prayer, and you're praying the Word back to the Lord. You're acknowledging his lordship over your life. You're surrendering all to him, and so you acknowledge his lordship, and you're inviting him to help you or make your decisions and help you in the decision-making. You're inviting him to lead you and to guide you in everything that you will do and say that day. So prayer is extremely important when you're beginning to read the Bible, because you're acknowledging God's lordship. You're inviting him to help you in your life and to help you make wise choices and decisions. And also you're inviting the Holy Spirit. You're asking him for help, which is humility. And so let's say you did all that, you started, and you don't have a plan how to read the Bible. Because the Bible is the living Word, this is what I say. I say just start. If you start in the Old Testament, Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. If you start in the Old Testament, you're going to get something. If you start in the New Testament, you're going to get something. If you start in Genesis, if you start in Nehemiah, if you start in Malachi, if you start in Acts, or if you start in 1st, 2nd John, Revelation, you're going to get something. As you read the Bible, the Holy Spirit, and as you ask for his help, he is going to help you and show you where you should start. Also, I recommend also there are the internet has, or Google Play or Apple Play has, an abundant amount of Bible reading plans that you could type in and say, I need a Bible reading plan. And those Bible reading plans are will help you read the Bible in 1 year. But if you're not that type of person who does Bible reading plans, I'm not. I like to just get into the Bible, and as the Holy Spirit leads me, I just like to read it on my own. You can just start anywhere. That's my model, because the Bible is the Word of God. It is God's breath. It is His Word. Read. It is alive. You can start anywhere, and Jesus will speak to you. People say, you know, people have a lack of peace. They have a lack of joy. They have a lack of security. They don't know who they are. They're trying to find themselves. The Bible says the person that goes out and tries to find themselves is a, you know, starts with an F, is not wise. You can find yourself. You don't need to find yourself. Jesus has already found you. You need to recognize who you are in Him. That's what you need to do. Recognize who you are in Him. And you can do that in the peace and quiet of the living room. Of course, if you want to go to India to do that, if you want to go to Greece or Jamaica or California or Texas or the UK or Ireland, by all means, that's your prerogative. But I'm telling you, you don't have to go anywhere to find who you are. You don't have to find who you are to find yourself. You are you. You are born with a purpose. All you need to do is align your thoughts and your ways with God's ways, and He will tell you what your purpose is. You can do that in the shower. You can do it in the bathroom. You can do that on your knees on next to your bedroom. It doesn't have to be any special place, because Jesus will meet you where you are at. But as I said, and there's a study that I want to share with you that they've conducted about people who do read the Bible, and they said that people who read the Bible one day a week, there's no change. There wasn't any change in their behavior or the patterns or the changes in their mindset. And then it went on, okay, let's study people who read the Bible 2 days a week. No change. There was no change for people who read the Bible only 2 days a week. 2 days of a week. And then it says, okay, well, let's see. Let's do a study on people who read the Bible for 3 days out of the week. Then it started to show a little bit of rumbling in the water, a little bit of bumbling in the water, a little bit of you know, the angels touching the water, so to speak. But then this is where it really happens for people who read the Bible 4 times or more. People who read the Bible 4 times or more, there were noticeable changes for people who read the Bible 4 times or more. And for those people who read the Bible four times or more, they had an increased amount of peace. There was loneliness had decreased 62%. They were willing to share the gospel. That went up, I think, 420%. Loneliness decreased. The amount of bad behaviors, for the percentage of bad behaviors, smoking, drinking, that decreased. Sex outside of marriage decreased. Again, loneliness, that decreased. People that feel as lonely when they read the Bible 4 times a week, they also decreased in their bad behaviors. They didn't want to go out to drink. They didn't want to go to bars. They didn't want to watch unsavory television on TV, which is actually inviting demons. When you do watch pornography, you invite demons into your home when you do that. So please be aware of that. If you're watching pornography, you are inviting demons into your home. You do not want them in your home, because once you get them in there, it's not impossible, but you will need prayer to remove them. So don't start if you don't want to deal with that warfare, because you're inviting that warfare into your home if you watch pornography. And also, when people who watch pornography, there are physical changes to the brain that happen. So pornography is a two-edged sword. It hurts your family and it hurts you. So stay away from pornography and anything that has to do with that, because if you are watching demonic, you're inviting demonic activity in your home, as well as smoking marijuana, as well as doing any sort of drugs, you are a pharmakeia, which is witchcraft, you are inviting demonic activity into your home. So I say stay away. But the benefits of reading the Bible, and let me just get those statistics for you, of reading the Bible 4 times a week. I did a whole Facebook post on it. And so those are the tangible, the 9, yeah, I think that was it. But there was a tangible of reading the Bible 4 times a week, and it is very important. And you could also look that up yourself. Let's see, there were, getting drunk, it was 57% lower odds, sex outside of marriage, 68% lower odds, pornography, 61% lower odds, and gambling, 74% lower odds, and any of those habits, 57% lower odds. So, and sharing your faith, I said 228, and you want to disciple others, 231% higher odds, and then marking scripture, that's where the 407 higher odds came from. When you read the Bible 4 times a week, you are increasing your memory of scripture by 407%. You are sharing your faith 228%. You are discipling others 231%. You don't want to gamble 74% lower odds. You don't want to watch that pornography. You don't want to do that sex outside of marriage. You don't want to get drunk, smoke weed, or marijuana. And you know why? Because the Bible is alive. You're reading what Jesus spoke. You're reading. You're getting closer to him. And you hear people say, I don't have any peace in my life. I don't have any joy. And I ask, and the question that should be asked, well, when did you read your Bible? Oh, I never read my Bible. I never read it. So how do you expect God to speak to you if you don't even read what he said? How do you expect God to speak to you if you don't even read what he said? So people say, it doesn't matter how long you've been preaching. You can be a preacher for 80 years. This is the word of God. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And I'll tell you where that is, just in case you want to find that. And that's in Matthew 24:35. So he said, my words will never pass away. So that is how important it is to read your Bible. To read it effectively, you need the assistance of the Holy Spirit. That there's no, that's an absolute. And you just simply ask in prayer, ask the Holy Spirit to help you and to lead you and to teach you how to read the Bible. And you might, the Bible just, it's going to read you. And the purpose of the Bible reading you is to help you get to heaven so you can make heaven. The Bible that says that the way to heaven is narrow and few, F-E-W, few, Jesus said this, few there be that find it. So you want to read the Bible not so you won't have fun, not so you can't do fun things, but you can know your purpose in life. So if you really want to get close, if you really want to be intimate with Jesus, if you're really serious about your Christian walk, you will read your Bible as often as you can. You will read your Bible every day. I read my Bible 6 to 7 days a week, and I do that because I love the intimacy. I crave it. I need it. It's food to my spirit. And also, it will keep you balanced. Reading the Bible will keep you balanced. It will keep you at a level-headed person. You won't get angry as much. That will start to wane down. Little things about your spouse won't bother you because you know why. You know why that's happening? Because now you're incorporating the Spirit of Christ. Now you're becoming one with the Spirit of Christ. You're amalgamating your spirit with His spirit. You're becoming like Him. Things won't bother you anymore. Someone can cut you off on the freeway. Your husband can drop a plate on the floor. That won't bother you. I think yesterday I had on my dryer, I had, I like to take baths, and I had a mixture of baking soda and some turmeric and some nice bath salts and a nice, beautiful little ceramic, pretty little container that I bought. It wasn't really expensive. It was like under 10 bucks, but it was pretty, and I like to put that in pretty things, and I was sitting in the dryer vent, and it fell. I mean, it shattered. Everything on the rug is a bam. And, you know, when I see some people, they would, you know, they might say an expletive, but I just kept singing, you know. I just kept singing what I was singing. It didn't faze me one bit. Because I said, well, thank you, Lord. I was able to salvage what I could salvage, and I didn't get cut. No one was hurt. No big deal. So when you read the Bible, it's alive. It reads you. It will correct you, and you will be able to discern good and evil. It is so many benefits from reading the Bible if you're serious about this thing. If you're serious about your walk with God, there's so many benefits. It will straighten you out. Your mind will be right. Your peace will be right. You'll have joy. You'll be happy when you shouldn't be happy. That's joy. See, happiness comes when you can buy new pair of shoes, you'll be happy. You can buy a car or a TV, you'll be happy. But what happens when you don't have that? What happens when you're not happy? What happens when you smile, when you don't have something, or when you need something? It's joy. And that can only come from the Holy Spirit. Don't wait until you're dehydrated to seek God. Don't wait until you're nearly starving to death and cry out to God for help. Stay hydrated with the Word of God. Read the Bible so at times when you do need Him, at times when there is an emergency, you're not grappling for Him. You're not grappling. You're not dehydrated. Lord, help me, help me. No, you've been in constant fellowship with Him all the week long because you've been watered for hydrated. You stayed in the Word. You let Him water you, and you're growing. So read the Bible. It's important to read it. Read it effectively. And how do you read it effectively? By asking the Holy Spirit to teach you. Where do you start? Start anywhere. If you want my recommendation, I would say start in the book of John, the Apostle John, not the Epistle of John, John the Apostle. So there's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Start in John and go that way until the Holy Spirit leads you to do something else. If you like, download the Faith Life Study Bible, and that will be your commentary. If you're not there yet, you can just read the Bible. It's not a race. Read it slowly. Let the Holy Spirit speak through you. Let Him speak to you. Allow Him to change you. And as you read the Bible, more and more you become more like Jesus. And the things of this world won't faze you. You won't be attracted to it. I love you so much. Hope that helped you. If you have any questions, you could always visit my website. You can email me. My email address is Aaliyah, A-L-E-A, at personalhearts, with an S, .org. My website is personalhearts.org. I love you so much. I'll see you next time. God bless you. Stay tuned for my next episode. God bless you. My